Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tegan. Creation, Earth, and all the animals on Earth are probably like one of the most important things in life to me. As many of you know, I was born and raised on a farm. That's my excuse when I leave doors open. I'm very grateful to have grown up in the country with a beautiful view of the mountains. Honestly, I don't know what my life would be without these experiences. I'm blessed to work with animals on the land and to be able to grow up on this part of the earth. And as some of you know, I simply adore animals, especially chickens. My mom always told me about my great-grandma Midge and her love for chickens. Then she says that I was like my great-grandma because if I was a petting zoo, I didn't care about the llama shaved and colored red or about the horses reaching over the fence. I wanted those chickens. And sometimes to think about God making me the caretaker of his animals. I enjoy their calm presence and messing around with them. However, it's not all fun raising animals. I don't know the number of times I've slipped in mud and face planted or gotten manure in my hair and everywhere else. There was one morning when I was doing chores, right? So I was grabbing twine out of my pig's pen. Three of my pigs came barreling in the doors, and they went straight to my shins. They flipped me over. I'll never forget that for sure. But the truth is, God didn't make the world a perfect flower. Not everything is easy. But if life wasn't a struggle, then it wouldn't be exciting. I mean, has there ever been a day in your life when you didn't have a problem? Like, even a small problem? That's what I thought. Every day something goes wrong. You cut your finger with a knife, or your hair gets stuck in a blow dryer, bite your tongue, or the internet doesn't work. But if there's no struggle, there's no fun. Life would just be plain boring. I mean, fixing that internet, that doesn't really seem fun, does it? Like climbing up on the roof with the wind howling, or getting knocked over the pig pen, sounds real fun, huh? But nonetheless, I love animals, like riding horses out on the trail. Good for family days, if you know what I mean. Just go out and ride around, feeling free. In my opinion, riding bareback, galloping through the fields, is the closest thing I get to being free. Feeling the wind in your hair and riding without a saddle has an amazing feeling. God's creation of animals and mountains changed the world. I'm blessed to feel and sense his creations and to be able to smell the trees. And most of these adventures involve family. A huge role in everyone's life. I still remember riding my horse, Callie, one night on the barrels. Pretty soon, I hear the engine of a dirt bike. My stepdad, Lance, had got his dirt bike out. Then, his racing barrels became a bigger competition. I raced around those barrels on my horse in probably like 26 seconds. Then Lance goes around the barrels on his dirt bike. He whips around those barrels, knocking one down, spinning around a barrel, tipping over on his dirt bike. He all gave us a laugh to where our stomach hurt. I'll never forget that time. You see, family plays a big role. Everyone is there for me. Like here today, I have a couple pews full of family. I'm the fifth generation of my family going to this church. The first generation was Cora Susan Larson, then Jeannie Baldwin, then Karen Fisher, then Jennifer Fisher, then me. My great-grandma Baldwin's mom helped get this church running. She was born in Minnesota, and when she was young, she moved to Columbia Falls. Since there wasn't a Lutheran church in Columbia Falls, she went to Bethlehem Lutheran. However, further down the road, Miss Cora Larson decided that there needed to be a church in Columbia Falls, a Lutheran church. So she started one. Even after creating that church, she continued her Christianity in Bethlehem Lutheran. There she quilted. She was described to be a very strong Christian woman and filled with faith and grace. People have recalled her saying that she was never alone because the Lord was always with her. She was kind. If she hadn't gone to this church, then our family probably wouldn't be here. Without my family, I would have never gotten into animals. Without animals, I wouldn't be who I am today, going to Flathead High School just to try the FFA and agricultural program. Without God, none of this would have ever happened. I wouldn't be here, this church wouldn't be here, animals, nothing. Nothing that you see here today would be here without God. That is why I'm blessed to be under the watch of God. Why God has shaped me and how he's made me take interest in things. I'm so blessed to have this life that I have, and I thank God for all.